From WYLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, August 11th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the most decorated gymnast ever came to Chicago to end a two-year break from competition. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Following the deaths of two young Black men in police-involved shootings this year, Randall police are engaging in community discussions with residents. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar attended a meeting Thursday night.
Randall Police Chief Tony Brown co-led these conversations. He says they are important to show what his department is doing to better serve the community. Efforts like the Crisis Intervention Team that trains officers how to aid people in crisis. But at last night's meeting, Brown said a nationwide officer shortage hasn't allowed for every officer to be trained.
Our goal is to have every officer train and attend the 40-hour course and be a CIT officer. However, it's difficult when your staffing's low.
At least 30 Rantoul residents attended the discussion, including the aunt of a man shot and killed during a struggle with police in February. The chief did not address that incident or the deadly shooting of an 18-year-old during a police pursuit in June. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illinois State Fair in Springfield is officially underway. Elected officials, university mascots, and Abraham Lincoln were on hand to cut the ceremonial ribbon and usher in 11 days of food, music, and agriculture. Springfield Mayor Misty Buescher welcomed visitors, noting that $65 million in renovations over the last few years are making things much nicer.
It's just going to bring more and more events to our fairgrounds because this is a beautiful space that we can use year-round, and I'm so excited as mayor to support that.
Years of deferred maintenance meant that permanent buildings like the Coliseum needed significant safety upgrades and more seating. The iconic tent tops of the multipurpose arena are new, and many of the roads throughout the fairgrounds have been repaved. There will also be sensory stations, providing things like noise-canceling headphones and calming pods for families with special needs. Federal prosecutors are using a South Suburban state lawmaker in their perjury case against an aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Dave McKinney has more.
Democratic State Representative Bob Rita told jurors about a sign in the office of now-indicted Madigan Chief of Staff Timothy Mapes. Inspired by The Wizard of Oz, the sign read, "Nobody gets in to see the wizard." In this case, Rita said the wizard was Madigan, and the poster was a visual representation of Mapes' role as a gatekeeper to the ex-speaker. Mapes is on trial for allegedly lying to a grand jury about Commonwealth Edison's efforts to bribe Madigan. Mapes' lawyers say he didn't know answers or couldn't recall specifics, but Rita said, in Springfield, he didn't observe Mapes having trouble remembering things. This is Dave McKinney.
The comedy You're Out is about two dads who take their sons on a cross-country road trip to get them recruited by a college baseball team. The majority of the movie was filmed in Champaign County, and as Illinois Newsroom's Owen Henderson reports, it's coming back for a local premiere.
For writer Sandy Delisle, the decision to shoot in Champaign County happened almost by accident, but she says she knew they'd made the right decision when they started filming.
At one point, we had a vehicle breakdown. We had a complete stranger loan us their car. We had people just bending over backwards to accommodate us.
It also turned out to be a great location because of its diverse scenery, from baseball diamonds to frat houses and cornfields. The screening will be followed by a Q&A with the film's creative team. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Newsroom.
You're Out premieres at the Savoy 16 Theater this Saturday at 3 o'clock. You can find out more at illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, we'll learn more about how the most decorated gymnast ever came to Chicago to end her two-year break from competition. That story is next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, we are live at the Illinois State Fair. We'll be talking to the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Then we'll talk with an ag reporter about issues facing farmers and preview the big political events at the fair. Plus, a postcard of the sights and sound that make the Illinois State Fair what it is. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The most decorated gymnast ever came to the Chicago area last weekend to end a two-year break from competition. Simone Biles not only dominated the meet, she packed the arena with preteen gymnasts who recognized her as more than an athletic superstar. Chip Mitchell reports.
In 2016, Simone Biles won 4 Olympic gold medals in Rio. But in Tokyo, for a repeat 2 years ago, she abruptly withdrew from some events due to what's known in gymnastics as the twisties, a mental block that left her feeling lost in the air during routines. She hadn't competed since. This weekend, Biles came to Now Arena in Hoffman Estates for an elite meet called the U.S. Classic. She started strong on the uneven bars, and from there, she got only better, finishing first on the beam, floor, and vault. Afterwards, reporters told her she looked relaxed the whole way.
Oh, did it look like I was having fun out there? Oh, thank God. That's good because I was very nervous, so at least if it looked like I was having fun, that's good. But I think after every routine, it got a little bit easier.
What made the difference, Biles said, was the arena's vibe. More than 7,000 seats all sold out.
Everyone's so supportive, like in the crowd, all of the girls, all of the signs. It just makes my heart warm.
Most of the signs were hand-painted by preteen gymnasts brought by their coaches or moms. Hundreds of them, like these three who gathered outside afterwards, hoping to meet the competitors.
I thought it was amazing, like how like good she was. Like, and usually, like if I just take like a week or two off, I feel like I'm so rusty and all my form is so bad. Thought it was amazing.
She loves gymnastics, and I love how she does her flips and pushes through, no matter what.
We were in front of the beam. You could see her, and she waved to us, and it was like, wait, did Simone Biles just really wave at us? Was that a mistake? My heart stopped for a second.
That's 12-year-old Mallory Zarnecki of New Lenox, 10-year-old Carolina Breisch of Lincolnshire, and 12-year-old Charlie Lubbers of Homer Glen. What's the name of their favorite skill Biles performed this weekend?
Yurchenko double pike. It was amazing.
Yurchenko double pike.
Yurchenko double pike.
That's a vault Biles pulled off in 2021. No other woman has ever done it in competition. Beyond athleticism and artistry, many girls who cheered on Biles this weekend are taking other inspiration. Carolina says Biles has taught her something.
How important it is to take breaks sometimes when you need it, because you don't want to have too much pressure or else you could get hurt because you're overthinking, and if you keep going, then you could get hurt if you're not ready for it and confident enough. I think you should be 100% confident before you go out and do something.
Charlie says she appreciates Biles on another level because they're both black gymnasts.
Some people say, like, you're this skin color, so you're not allowed to go into these bathrooms. You're not allowed to do what we do because you're African American. And they probably think we can't do what they do, but skin color doesn't really matter. We can do anything. She's a really good role model for me.
Next up for Biles is the national championships this month in San Jose, then likely the world championships, and next summer, the Olympics in Paris. Next up for these girls who flock to see Biles in Hoffman Estates, the sky's the limit. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a chance of a midday shower or thunderstorm and a high of 85 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Alex Stegman, Dave McKinney, Owen Henderson, and Chip Mitchell. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.